Extra good. Let's open our Bibles to the book of, let me get my right text. Luke chapter 16, and then we're going to go down to verse 19, the rich man and Lazarus. That's where we're going, 19 through verse 31. Okay? That's pretty good. It's looks like it's a lot, but really isn't. It's a really good text, and it has a lot to do with salvation. It really does. One of these texts really shows great things about salvation. So that's what we're going to be looking at. The text is called The Rich Man. Now, everybody's heard of it. I mean, about everybody has heard of it. It's the rich man and Lazarus. Yeah, the rich man and Lazarus. One of the greatest texts. As you look through it, it will show you how you can grow as a Christian. All right, let me go ahead. I was going to read it all, but I don't think I'll do it this way. But what I think I'll do is just go ahead is teach it as I go. I like to do it that way. Verse 19, there was a certain rich man. Now, we don't know who the rich man is. There's no way you could know that. I mean, unless you know his name or something. But it says he's a certain rich man. We just don't know who he is. Now, one of these days, if somebody is lost or something and they go to glory, then they'll see the Lord, won't they? Amen. That's a wonderful thing to have in your life to see people trust Jesus as their Savior. That's one of the things the churches are supposed to be doing anyhow. Where you go to work at, where your home's at, and where you're around people at, you seek to spread the gospel. God's people need to spread the gospel. You must have it. If you die without the gospel, you'll die in your sin. I know that sounds kind of glum, but it's the truth. You got to know that you've been born again. You got to know that you have everlasting life. You got to know it. You can't wish it or hope it. You got to know it, and I know it. Do you know it, man? You got to know it. I mean, one of these days, I've seen people before that believed in heaven and believed in hell, but they never trusted Jesus. You got to trust Him. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be what?
Saved.
That's what you got to do. And that will save you. You could be saved in this church house tonight. You could trust Him right in the pew and trust Him as Savior. It's one of the greatest things that we can do. Okay. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple. Now, purple was what the elite people wore. That's what the elite people wore, this kind of covering for them. There were a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. That means he in his work, He prospered. That's what he did. And it said he fared every day, and there was a certain beggar. So here's the two main people I want you to think about. The first one is the rich man. Now, the rich man, I can't tell you his name. I'm sure he had a name, but the Bible doesn't tell you about it. Now, you're going to ask me why? I don't know. He just didn't put it down in the Bible, I guess. He didn't want it known or get. Evidently, this rich man, he didn't have much to do, I would say, about spiritual things. There's a lot of rich men that don't care about spiritual things. They live their life for money. That's what drives them. Have you ever seen anybody like that? They get drove with money. And they get took over by it. And it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing. Hey, beloved, that'll take your soul. What's the greatest thing you got? You know what the greatest thing I got? Everlasting life. That's what I got. If I die today, I'd go off to glory. If I die tomorrow, I'd go off to be the glory. You need to be ready always to go up. Alright. This certain rich man was clothed. When you're talking about clothed in purple, that was what most of the uppity people, that's what they wore. They wanted to show off what they had, you know, in all the things that they had. So there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. Now, I introduced you to the first man, but now I'm going to introduce you to the second man. And there was a certain beggar. And one thing that's good about the beggar is he is named what? He named. Why did he name him but didn't name the other? God didn't know him. God didn't know him. He never trusted Jesus as his Savior. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is he was a lost man. Worst thing you can be is a lost man. You must have everlasting, eternal life. Beloved, you could have $1 trillion. And if you die without Jesus, and you die without Jesus, all that money, all the things that you own, all these things you build up for, it amounts to nothing. Oh, God's people say it. I'm telling you, you need to be ready to go up and trust Jesus as your Savior and tell other people about Him. There's a lot of lost people in this world, beloved. Y'all agree?
Amen.
There's a lot of people in this nation they're in sin, son. They live for the dollar. All they care about is money. And it's horrible. It's horrible. Well, there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. I believe Lazarus was a saved man. He was a saved man. The Lord saved this man, I believe. It says, and there was a certain beggar. He was a beggar. And notice, I want you to notice something in verse 20. Here's what I want you to notice. And there was a certain beggar named what?
Lazarus.
Why does it name him? I didn't hear you.
He knew him.
He knew him. He knew who he was. He knew him. Why didn't he name the rich man? He was a lost man. Never trusted Jesus. Lived for his own things. And beloved, there's a lot of people that do that in America. A lot of people do that in America. That's what they live for. That's what drives them in their life. Beloved, the day you die, everything you got is going to be left behind for somebody usually to fight over. You better have something a whole lot bigger, and that's eternal life. You got to have eternal life. That's the greatest thing you can ever have. Oh man, it sure is good. Alright. So Lazarus is named. Everybody got it? The other man is what? Doesn't name. He was a lost man. Alright. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate. I want you to look. I want you to look. and what this poor old boy went through. Now, I'm telling you that Lazarus is a saved man. I'm telling you that Lazarus was a saved man. But he wasn't rich. He didn't have a lot of money. As a matter of fact, it says in the text, it says he was a beggar. It says he was a beggar, and his name was Lazarus, and he was laid at his gate, and guess what he was? Full of what? Sores. Sores all over. Sores all over. Can I ask you a question? Was that man a saved man? Absolutely. Why did God allow him to have all these things on him? I don't know. I want you to ask him when you get there. There's a reason for what God does. Always a reason for what God does. All right. So this Lazarus, he was laid at his... Now this rich man, outside the gate, is where Lazarus was laying. Outside of the gate is where he was laying. Think about it. And here's what he desired in verse 21. It says in verse 21, "And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. And moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores." Man, that's a mess, ain't it? I'm going to tell you tonight that beggar man ended up a saved man. God saved him. The Lord saved him. It came to pass that the beggar died and carried by the angels. This old beggar, he was a what? He was just an old beggar. What could he offer for the kingdom of God? His salvation. He called for salvation. Tired to be fed with the crumbs from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Look how a mess this man was in. Hey, can I ask you a question? Where's Lazarus at? Hey, let me ask you a question. Where's Lazarus at today? Somebody tell me.
Father's house.
He's in the Father's house. And he's been there for 2,000 years. And 2,000 years today, from today, it wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to go and say, "Hey, I want to see Lazarus." That's who I want to see. I used to preach about him all the time in Bancroft down here. What a great thing. Here's an old... People would call this man a nothing. Wouldn't they? People would call him a nothing, but he wasn't a nothing. He was a child of the King. And God saved him. And God gave him everlasting, eternal life. That's what he did. Who did it? God did. That's God's child. Let me tell you, that's God's child. Wonderful thing, don't you think? Man, that's a wonderful thing in this little text. Stay with me now. Verse 20. I'm going to go back to 22. "And it came to pass that the beggar died." Who died? The
beggar.
The beggar. Who died again?
The beggar.
The beggar died. And I want you to notice what happened to the beggar after he died. What the Bible tells you. He said, "It came to pass that the beggar died." And here's what God did to this old man. He was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. God carried him right in, ushered him right into glory. That's what he did. I think that's what God does for his children. He ushers them. One of these days, Jeff Arthur's going to die. But when I die, I'll be ushered right in to the Father's house. all God's people say.
Amen.
Man, there ain't nothing any greater than that, man. I'm telling you. If you don't have that, you don't have nothing without having eternal life. It's the greatest thing you can have. He was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was what?
Buried.
Alright, now I want you to see two things here in verse 22 and 23. Here's number one, verse 23. And in hell, this is the rich man. I want you to hear this. All kinds of people say, well, I don't believe in hell. And they use it as a byword, and that makes me madder and I can stand it. Hell's a place.
Right.
Hell is a place. When people die without Jesus, that's where they go. And it's forever. That's what the Scripture says. In hell. Can you imagine that? In hell. He lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Nothing could be done. Nothing could be done. This man was a lost man. He died a lost man. Wicked man. And he died without Jesus. I think I've done probably 500 funerals in my tenure here over the years. Maybe more than that. Beloved, what makes the difference when somebody dies is where they go. Where they go! That's what matters. It don't matter how much money you got. It don't matter how much you know. What matters is whether you know Christ as your Savior. That's the main thing you must have. Folks, we need to tell people about this thing now. We've got to tell people about this thing. If a lost man dies without Jesus. You know, I'm going to say this again, but when I go to the funeral home and have to go through the things, what do you think the first thing I ask? Does anybody know? I didn't hear it. Did they know Jesus? Did they trust Jesus? Did they call on Jesus' name and trust Him as Savior? Did they do that? That's what carries the message. They said, Jeff, how do you do all those good funerals? I said, well, I just follow the Scriptures.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's what you got to do. That's what you go with. But you got to have it in your heart. You got to trust Jesus as your Savior. Listen to this now. It sounds too simple sometimes, but whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, shall be what?
Saved.
Then shall be saved. Do y'all believe the Lord?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll save you. You call. If you call, He'll give you everlasting life. That's what He'll do. And there ain't nothing any greater than that. All right, let me move on and keep going. Finish this up. Alright. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, seeing Abraham. And afar off, who else did he see?
Man.
That's the old beggar. The old blind beggar was right there. Where was he at? He's in glory land now. I want you to listen to this lost man now. Are you ready? Listen to this lost man. And he cried and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send who?
Lazarus.
He says, send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented. I can't even imagine that. Tormented in this flame. Now, if this happened 2,000 years ago, for 2,000 years till now, he's still there. Still there. That's a frightening thing. Don't you think? That's a frightening thing. This Lazarus, old Lazarus, was a saved man. But the other man was a lost man. Horrible. Beloved, one of the greatest things I like to see people saved. Do you? We should have a burning heart for lost people. Tell them about Jesus. Be kind to them. Help them out if they need help. And then try to work in the gospel message so that they can trust Jesus as their Savior. So that's the greatest thing you'll ever have. All right, I'm going to keep on going and quit now. But Abraham said, remember that thou in your lifetime. Now this is Abraham talking. Everybody see that in the verse 24? Verse 24, he cried and said, Father Abraham! That means he was a what? He called him Father what?
Abraham.
He was a Jew. A lost Jew who never trusted Christ. There's a lot. At one time, my mother sent all kinds of stuff to Jewish missions. Because we wanted them to hear the gospel. Wonderful thing to do. All right. He said, I'm tormented. I want you to listen. Here's a man in hell. You know, people use this terminology all the time. They say, well, they use this all these different foul language is what they do. I ain't going to tell you what the different things they say. But here in the text it says, Abraham, here's what I want you to see in verse 24. Here's a man in hell. Okay? Verse 24. And I want you to listen to this man. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Now, beloved, that comes right there out of the book. I'm not lying to you, I'm just telling you what it says right here. You must be born again, and you must have everlasting life. Or you will die in your sin just like this man did. Verse 26. And aside all this between us, there's a great gulf fixed. So you can't go from one place to the other. Then he said, I pray thee, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Here's a man. Here's what he says. He said, I have five brothers. Here's the man. I have five brothers. I have five brothers. I want you to hear a man from, this comes from a man from hell. That's in hell. For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus, see. I got five brothers, he said. I got five of them. That they may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. See, there is a place of torment. And until you're born again, You stand in need of eternal life. 29 through 31, I'll quit. It's been a long time since I preached, beloved. Verse 29, and Abraham said unto him, they have Moses. Now who they have? Moses and the prophets. We have Moses and the prophets. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, if suddenly here now he's trying to work it, is what he's trying to do. He's trying to work out of it. I want you to watch this man. And he said, Father Abraham, if one went unto them from the dead, you see, he's trying to deal with me. If someone would come back from the dead. See, this man was in hell, right? He's in hell. He's still yet in hell. So he's trying to get Ella. That's what he's trying to do in the text. He said, Father Abraham, but if one went back from the dead, they would repent. That's what he says. Now I want you to hear the very last verse, and I want you to listen to it. And he said unto him, if they hear Moses and the prophets, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. You know the greatest evidence? You know what the greatest evidence of salvation is? It's this book.
That's right.
It's the book.
Amen.
You got to trust the book. You got to have everlasting life. You got to ask Jesus to save you. You remember the thief on the cross? How many of you remember him? How many of you remember him? He died, didn't he?
Yeah.
He died on what? What saved him?
Jesus saved him.
All God's people saved.
Amen.
Let's all stand. Thank you for us. Boy, it felt good to preach a little bit. I was about to blow up. Thank you for coming out this evening. I pray that the Holy Spirit would bless you in a moment.